There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fragile Earth Pawns. The following podcast is not real, but it was recorded live in Boston at PAX East. And it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, who I suspect may not know there are other podcasts. If you want to send physical expressions of love to Arnie, Usador, and Chunt, send them to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And now, another exciting episode of what I'm calling Cheers and Dragons.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, and it's possible that some of you haven't, this is what's going on. About a year and a month and some change, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through that dimensional portal from the Burger King, and I use that to record a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we all are right now, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my boon companions, my buddies, Chunt, the talking badger.
Oh, yeah, baby!
The tavern is slightly rowdier than usual.
Yeah. Word is out.
So, John, how are you doing, buddy? What have you been up to?
I'm doing pretty good. Choo-choo's Chow is going through some changes.
Okay.
The restaurant I own,
yeah,
with Usador.
My least favorite storyline. My least...
Storyline?
This
is my life, dude.
I'm a young, hip dude who thinks of his life in terms of seasons.
That's my least favorite storyline. No.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That you're anywhere near young.
Okay. Hey, and also my co-host that
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as
Gas My Anus.
And there may be other secret names you do not know yet, names of such great power and portent that if you were to utter them yourself, your eyes would fly out of your face, hit the mirror in front of you where you watched yourself say my secret name, look back at you, and stare directly into your soul.
Usador, it feels slightly like a special night. Are you willing to give us another secret name that we have not heard yet?
Of course. I can tell you one other name, but just one. I am known to the pixies as
Frank Black.
What?
Was I right?
Yes, how did you know this?
I got that right? That's a big deal, a big deal.
Sometimes
Kim
they call me
deal.
Black Francis.
Oh, that's gigantic.
It is a gigantic.
Sounds like Earth people are not loving that.
No.
There are
the pixies
few
saw me.
Older Earth people are loving it.
The Why
pixies
older?
Saw me approaching. They said, here comes our man. Black Francis is here among us, and he shall not do little.
Hey, you know what? I would just like to remind, you know, people who listen to this podcast, we do it at the end of the show, but we answer emails from people who email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies, which is a real email address. It was all I could get because of the firewall at the Burger King.
An email address is an Earth address that sends messages electronically, which is a magical power that they have.
So if you happen to be listening at home right now, go ahead and send emails to magictavern@puppies.supplies with questions about the show, which we will answer at the end of the show. You know what? But more importantly, I'm really excited to talk to our guest this afternoon. We're talking to sort of a traveling doctor. His name is Krantz Window Whistle.
Yes, be excited. Heathens.
I'm really more of a physician.
A physician?
Yes. Non-accredited, but still a physician. I know a lot about homeopathy and other alternate medicines.
I'm very curious to hear. So there's alternate medicine on Foon. What is not alternate medicine on Foon? Like, what is, like, the standard medicine on Foon?
Leeches.
Leeches. And so you're like...
You go and you talk to a leech, and he'll do an x-ray... He might hit your knee with a little hammer.
So, Cranston, what are you? What are
and
some...
by x-ray, he means you visit his former partner, whose name is Ray.
Oh, this x-ray.
No. He's like, well, let me go get you my x-ray.
And x-ray can see directly through your skin. Yeah. Oh.
But the weirdest part is the tension between them is palpable.
Oh, yeah.
Because they did not end on good terms.
Yeah. So, Krantz, what are some of the alternative homeopathies that you offer?
Well, you know, there's massage, depending on how I feel about you as a patient.
Yeah.
there's crystals, actually have a lot of power.
Rocks.
I believe, yes.
Can be very powerful, magical.
Yes. The
constructs.
And the first dose is really cheap.
Oh, really?
That's how they get you.
And, you know, really, it's anything. If you have a problem, I can fix it.
Really?
Potions, yeah, potions. I have a pamphlet, if you
like. A pamphlet?
A very informative pamphlet.
Can I ask you, you said you sell potions. Would you happen to have a potion of, like, something that would, like, slim Arnie fast? Like a slimming fast potion? No offense.
I feel like the people in the tavern today are more on my side on the weight issue.
Yeah, and something you should know about potions is it's not the quantity of the liquid, it's the motion of the potion, which is always south.
I could also make such a potion, yet it would render the very fat from your body along with the muscle, so all that was left was a bag of skin full of bones. Aye, gaunt and hellish you would appear. Do you want that?
There's a surprising market for that. We should talk contract.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Krantz, what kind of things do you put into your potions? Do you put like fruits and nuts or?
You know, you ask a lot of questions.
Does he put fruits and nuts in his potions? That was the first thing you thought of going into a liquid.
That's trail mix.
Oh.
Okay. Which can be healthful and efficacious
in
its own right. It's a little sideways from my brand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to set myself up for a Krantz berries.
That was the mistake.
I was trying to avoid a reference to putting nuts in it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, speaking of nuts.
Oh, that's right. So people have been sometimes poking things through the dimensional rift sort of behind the tavern at the Burger King. And you know, I've actually noticed lately that I've been hearing more sounds coming from the Burger King, I think.
Hello, would you like to try the all-new Angriest Whopper with real hot sauce baked into the bun?
Do you guys hear that?
I hear it. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello,
come on. I make $8.25 an hour. Come on.
You're making $25 an hour?
What is this? Come on. Who's leaving all these candy bars in the parking lot? Here in the Burger King.
Also, it may be so angry that I might devour it in one piece.
I know it's you. I know you're leaving all this garbage at the Burger King here at 1917 North Elston Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60622. Stop.
Are chicken fries back?
Chicken fries are back. Pull around.
Woo! Thank you, Burger King guy.
Strange emanations from another world.
For just a moment, I could almost reach out and touch my world, and once again, I forgot to ask him to contact my wife and child.
Oh, boy, where is your mind?
So, Krantz, what made you get into this line of business?
Student loans. Yeah, there's an evil sorceress called Fannie Mae.
Ooh.
Yeah, and once you're in with her, you can't get out. Yeah, ill-advised contracts.
Aye, beware the machinations of Fannie. Yeah, you may want to attend the University of Phoenix, but beware. For if you were to take enough money to attend that beautiful university where that bird does die and is reborn over and over again, you may find yourself sinking in debt. Aye, you'd be better off to become some sort of sailor and sink in the ocean and die there instead.
Krantz, if I wanted to be your patient, let's do this. Let's do this right now.
Okay.
You look me over, maybe, and like...
Yeah, I've got a room in back.
Okay.
I would need you to strip to the waist.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
And you can do that from the top or from the bottom. It's really your choice.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I'm trying to think. I mean, immediately I was like, I know which one I'm picking. And then I was like, wait, don't rush this. it's not like a which would I enjoy more. It's like... Which really would be more embarrassing of the two?
Which would be more helpful?
What is more helpful? What do people usually go with?
That's confidential.
Oh.
I imagine there are all sorts of troubles with your nether regions.
What? Yeah, isn't it weird that we've never seen your dick? I think tonight is the best night.
I believe... The Vermilion Minotaur may have a policy against such a thing.
I think it's weird how many times I've seen both of your dicks, honestly.
Well, I'm...
Oh, and be careful lest you see it again.
You know what? Let's take a quick moment. Obviously this podcast is sponsored by... We've luckily been getting some sponsors on Earthside, but we also started been getting... we have some sponsors in Foon. So let's take a quick break, and let's listen to a sponsor from Foon.
Hey there, Foon. Unlucky in love? Unlucky in love because as a child you were playing in your family's empty field when an old woman approached you seemingly out of nowhere, brushed your cheek lightly, and whispered into your left nostril, "Unlucky in love." That's April. I can fix her mischief for you. See, I'm Varen McShingleshane, the man who's been slowly transmogrifying into a dark force at the center of the woods that border Hogsface for the last 600 seasons. Yes, one full century of pain, anguish, and suffering. But my loss is your gain, for while I cannot remove the nightmarish pact that binds me to the forest, I could remove curses, hexes, and magics affecting other people. I know what you're thinking. Sounds great, Varen, but what's it gonna cost me? Hardly anything, friend. All you need to do is let me reach deep into your mouth and pull out a single, shining, smooth stone. A pebble, really. Hardly larger than a single grain of sand. You'll hardly miss it. You won't even recognize that it was a part of yourself. Sure, your friends will say you've changed. Some nights you might wake up in a cold sweat, screaming and thinking you've somehow traded one curse for another. Nobody said anything about a hunger. Why are we still talking about the stone, you guys? Woo! So come visit your old pal, Varen McShingleshane. Just enter the woods in the dead of night and veer far, far from the path of destiny. Act fast, because I can feel my human form and consciousness being pulled into a nightmarish place where I'll exist forever. Oh, wait, it's happening now. Disregard previous message, Foon. I regret nothing except the curse!
Ugh. One single century of agony, please.
I hate it when our sponsors, like, completely disappear before paying me.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
So, Krantz.
Can we call you Krantzberry?
No, that would have been so good.
I think I'd prefer if we went a step backwards to Cranston.
Yeah. Oh, is that your
yeah,
full
I feel as a physician who may be treating you for many things, both emotional and psychological and physical, maybe we should be more formal. Cranston, yes.
But Cranston, as a physician, do you ever worry that you're going to start Breaking Bad?
What are you talking about?
Hey, here's an email I got, by the way, from a Derek B. who said, could Frank Black use his magic to change the color of Arnie's shirt to something less salmon?
You say it's salmon, I say it's pink, man.
A shocking number of these emails are about my shirt.
Read everyone.
Shocking.
Read everyone.
Is that shocking to you?
Well, when he arrived in Foon, this was white.
No. Look, the lawn, like cleaning clothes in Foon isn't as easy to do as
oh,
it was.
Oh, it's super easy.
What? How do you?
Usador has a spell that cleans my fur.
Yes, but you can't mix with the whites with the reds. You'll get that.
So Cranston, would you mind if we did kind of like a lightning round of how you would treat things? Like, I'll throw out an ailment and like what you would, at least at what you would begin to do to treat it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Back pain.
Beer.
Beer. All right. Great.
Bat pain. Pain that you received after fighting a bat.
Where is it located in the body?
Mostly in the face.
Is the bat in your face or just the pain in your face?
The bat is still attached to your face.
Then it would be, I would recommend a bat.
Yes.
A
two
bat.
Wrongs make a right.
See, Arnie, here in Foon, we have what's called homonyms.
Oh.
They're words that sound the same but have two different meanings.
I'm so excited to be learning the secrets of homonyms.
No. He was right, actually. I was looking to apply an equal but opposite bat to the bat on his face. It would negate the effects of the previous bat.
Disregard my homonym reference.
Okay, Cranston, so what if you're having, like, weird pains in your arm?
For that, you would need some very strong apotheosis.
Oh.
It also sounds like you have diabetes.
Wait, what is diabetes on Foon?
That's when you are, like, messing around with a tree and a bunch of bees come out at you.
And you die?
And you die of diabetes.
Oh.
So it doesn't really sound like you have that at all.
No. No, I do not. I just got diabetes in my arm. Let me see if I've got another email here. Let's see. Can you do a search that just doesn't have words? You're like, I don't want to look for the words that ones that have shirt or pink, but which ones don't?
Cranston, pardon me. Do you ever treat poison bites?
You're looking to get rid of your poison bite?
Or yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Can you give people poison bites?
Yes. One of my very most expensive treatments is the elimination of a non-poisonous bite.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, so if I bit Arnie right now...
Yes.
You could fix that.
I could fix it so that it wasn't poisonous.
Yet it would not cost Arnie that much money, for my teeth are filled with venom.
What else?
I have an email here with the subject line, PAX East 2015.
What wizardry is this?
By the way, you know, it's funny, I should explain this to you guys. On Earth, there's this convention called PAX. There are a number of them. What's PAX in Foon?
It's where you pack up stuff.
It's all my potions and herbs are in a pack. And I've got several of them.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've been traveling to the east, so I've been taking my packs east.
Wow. Yeah. Would you say you have 2015 of those packs?
I would have if I'd thought of it.
Or maybe one more.
There's also an acronym in Foon, PAX, uh-huh. PAX, which is Princes Allowing Xylophones. So sometimes someone will come to the court, uh-huh. and they'll start to play xylophone, and either the prince will be like, kill him, or they'll be like, I'll allow it. And if they allow it, it's called a PAX.
Wow.
That's Prince
that's
Romana.
Right.
Yeah, Prince Romana.
Yeah, it's the PAX Romana. I see how this works now. I can do this.
It's not that hard.
Well, your horse, isn't it Shadow PAX?
My horse is Grimhoof. The fifth fastest horse in Foon!
Guys, can we agree to not do
Shadow
any more?
Shadow PAX won't hang out with me.
Let's agree not to do any more wordplay about PAX. I have a document for us to all sign about it. We're going to sign this PAX pact. What, that was the worst one?
Too little, too late.
I'm not going to read this email, except it says, P.S. Arnie, you are both hip and cool.
I shall find you.
You know, Isidore, this is almost, you know, on Earth we have something called frequently asked questions, and I feel like lately the most frequently asked question we get is, in what way do you devour chaos?
Why do you need to define when questions are frequently asked? Can't you just ask them? Why do you need to markate some of them as frequently asked? Just answer the damn question already.
Do you answer every question anyone asks you?
I don't know, do I? I devour chaos with my heart, mind, and soul.
So that's... So that's settled. So you can stop sending your emails about that one. Do you got anything for him?
No, I use my mouth. I use my mouth as well as all that other stuff.
Krantz, do you have anything just to treat Usador?
I deserve a treat. Is there a treat for me?
Usador, do you feel like you have any ailments?
Nay. I am 300 years old, or thereabouts, and I feel as good as the day I was born. I look exactly the same.
Except your mustache seems to be a bit of a lowrider today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Krantz, do you ever have to treat yourself? or preferably, I mean, look, sometimes you would prefer someone else to treat you. But sometimes, no one's around, it's late.
It's just, that's
you have
a
to
really
treat
personal
yourself.
Question is all I'm saying. I think everyone in the tavern today has probably taken the opportunity to treat themselves
yeah.
from time to time. to time, maybe a lot of times.
Each person is the hero of their own story, and what story doesn't deserve a happy ending?
Sometimes I wake up in my hovel, and I've been working at the potions table in there, and...
At the potions table in your hovel?
Yes, I have a potions table. I'm a wizard, you idiot.
All right, I have a quick question about your potions.
Please.
Do they include fruits and nuts?
Of course.
No follow-up question. So you work at your potions table.
Yes, and sometimes I fall asleep there, and I wake up, and I don't know what I've made in my sleep, and I just consume it. And then I find out what it is. Or not. Sometimes I go, seems like a dud, but might be doing something, and I just don't know.
Usador or Krantz, do either of you make health, just general health potions?
So like 5-hour energy is what you're talking about?
I mean, even more than that. I mean, I feel like if you would imagine my own health as, like, a heart, I sometimes feel like that heart is getting really low, and I could just use, I don't know, like a potion that would give me, like, a whole heart.
Oh red potion. Yeah, I can make that.
What are the ingredients of red potion?
Oh, yeah!
Whoa! He just burst through the wall. Did you see that? Oh, my God.
He must be out of potion.
There's potion everywhere.
Oh. Cranston just burst through that brick wall. Oh.
Man, do you need help? Do you need some kind of aid?
I'm sorry.
No, he's cool.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
To answer your question from before, a red potion is a lot of chicken blood. It's mostly just chicken blood.
Oh. Here's an email from Mercer.
You could just open a chicken. Have you ever opened a chicken? Like that.
Here's an email that says, Chunt doesn't look right. I noticed...
That's just rude.
I'm looking right now.
Rude.
I noticed that Chunt looks like a skunk and not a badger. Chunt's up with that.
Maybe all these years I've been fucking skunks.
You do. You know what? You do look a little bit more like a skunk.
Have you had relations with a skunk?
Maybe. I mean, you're drunk, and badgers and skunks start to look the same.
You're drunk as a skunk? You're drunk as a skunk. You are a skunk.
I heard it the first time. My non-response was not due to a lack of hearing.
Mercer Smith says, favorite food? Question mark. I know you hate most foonish food. What's your favorite, though? The soups.
Just that whole family?
What a riveting
the family
answer.
Of soups? You enjoy anything from the soup family?
What just, about just all soups?
Just all soup. I mean, compared to the spiced potatoes and the rooster feet, like you guys eat just stuff to my earth palate is kind of disgusting.
What about stew? I imagine you must have hearty stew here, right?
Oh, yes, there's delicious stews in Foon. You can get a rooster stew that's quite delicious, filled with all manner of dumpling and rooster foot and of course, a few pebbles and one huge piece of broccoli.
That's oddly specific.
I'm sorry, I didn't just say soup.
I think you might be actually reciting a potion recipe there.
Oh, well, this stew does have magical properties.
He's using his chef cadence.
Oh, if you use this stew upon yourself, you will certainly feel a burning sensation in your lower regions. Aye, it is an amorous stew. Aye, for all know broccoli to be the most sexual of vegetables. Oh, everyone knows that, right?
Yeah, on Earth, is broccoli an aphrodisiac?
No, not really. Like, what makes broccoli so arousing here in Foon?
It looks like pubes. You asked.
Again, it's weird how many times I've seen both of your dicks. It's the color, though.
I'm sorry, the vegetable isn't brown or yellow or red. It's a green vegetable. It looks like green pubes. Are we really going down this line of questions?
I would like to... Oh, I got another email here that I want to read. It just says, just kidding about the shirt. It looks great.
agree to disagree.
So, Chun, how you doing, buddy?
Soup. It's going to be my answer to every question now.
Just soup?
Arnold, what are your, some of your favorite entrees? Meat?
Do you want some liquid to wash that down?
Yes. You just said soup.
Pardon me. Excuse me, bartender.
Bartender.
Excuse me, do you have snack?
Cranston, we've been negligent in asking you about your personal life. We've asked you many professional questions, but is there a... Mrs. Wonder Whistle, Wonder Window, what were both?
Windwibble.
Windwibble.
Cranston Windwibble.
Oh, yes, Mr. Windwibble.
It's Mrs. Well, no, that's her name, is Cranston Windwibble.
Does it get confusing that you have different last names but the same first name?
Well, you know what it's like when you're in bed with somebody and things are kind of passionate and you accidentally call out your own name?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's, like, Usador, if you're in bed with someone, Jen Levia, and you call out your own name, can you give us a sample of what that sounds like?
Oh, my sweet beloved. How I tenderly wish to caress you, though we are stuck here on this astral plane together. Oh, my dearest, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak.
At some point, you should recognize that you're not saying her name. Keep going.
The dwarves know me as Zonin Hook Stangjis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar.
Gasaranus.
And even, not without consent. And not even you, my sweet love. Beautiful red wizard, ne'er shall you know all of my secret names. Fine, I'll tell you. Get off my back.
You know what? We're in a sharing mood. Chunt, you are probably the most sexually active among us, I assume.
Soup. Soup that oop.
What? What are you...
Or as the dwarves know me, Soup Deville.
What are you saying when you're getting romantic?
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's why he says that to you all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I usually sometimes read a poem or a limerick just to get, you know, get them.
Ooh,
in the
can
mood.
We hear a limerick?
Oh, yes. Your most romantic limerick.
Oh, boy. My dearest man or woman, I'm looking in your eyes.
Oh, I'm so glad that you chose to
Do you know how limericks work?
I'm just very excited to hear how many words rhyme with woman.
No, eyes was the end point. My dearest man or woman, I look in your eyes. I can't help but imagine the shape of your thighs. Let's go back to my hovel, then I'll start to grovel and make you a chunt-sized pie.
Usador, I've heard you love limericks.
Nay, I love limericks, of course.
Oh,
is there a follow-up to that question?
I was just wondering, like, it's we're sharing. We're having a good time. Like, do you want to share a limerick? A romantic wizard limerick?
My dear wizard lover, I must confess that you shall be impressed by my wizard prowess. I shall do something real, not a MacGuffin. For I shall turn now here into a muffin. And now that I have made love to thee, I am grateful and now regret.
And finally, let's hear yours, Arnie.
Oh, good. Oh, boy.
Do you ever use your last name in a limerick?
Do I ever use...
That's the question.
Do I ever use a last name?
Your last name.
My last name?
Piece of shit.
I do use my last name. Here's my romantic limerick.
Yes, start with
In me. Which I name check myself. Nothing is more romantic than that. I love you with all of my soul. Without you, I never feel whole. I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm really a champ. Let's talk about your butthole. And that's how I met my wife.
That's the best thing I've ever heard you say.
Well, Cranston, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real treat.
This has been everything that I had dreamed and more. So much more.
I loved meeting you, and I hope that sometime you'll come back for a second visit, and then much later come back for a third visit.
I think he has a limerick.
How much later?
That's a good question.
That sounded very
distinct.
That's
up to you. You don't let anyone pressure you into coming back a third time.
Much later.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Cranston. And you know what, buddy? I know we don't always get along.
I smacked you earlier.
It's true. But thank you. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
And Usador, thank you. I like you.
The hell?
And thank you to all our listeners. And thank you so much for everyone tonight in the Vermilion Minotaur. Thank you, and come again sometime soon.
What greater proof could there be of this show not being real than an entire audience of humans not connecting with Arnie's references? Usador was played with all the nuance of Gallagher organizing a hostage crisis by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter, or rather Lil Undercutty, was played by Adil Rafai. Krantz Window Whistle was played by special guest Patrick Rothfuss. You may know Patrick as the author of The Name of the Wind. If you haven't heard of him yet, get ready to hear about him from pretty much everyone you know. Also, take a moment to check out his charity site, worldbuilders.org, and do something positive with your life for once. Or go to thetinkerspacks.com to pick up signed books, games, and other geekery. Varen McShingleshang was played by Anthony Carboni. Check out Anthony's podcast, We Have Concerns. And the Burger King attendant was played by Max Temkin. Craig, it's your time to shine in that special way that you don't really shine very much.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Extra sound design by Jason Knox. Check us out at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to Earwolf and, of course, the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Oh, also, if you wait till the end of the show, you can hear the crowd at PAX East try to say Usador's name, and it's pretty entertaining.
For those of you not in attendance at the taping, Arnie's shirt was a special shade of malignant salmon, and it was terrible.
I'm curious how many people in the tavern here feel like they could collectively say Usador's name. This may fail spectacularly. Let's hear. I am...
Good so far. Fiang Yalak. Zonin Hookstangies.
That's my anus.
Yes, but those are all the names you'll ever know.
Hey, listeners, it's Will Arnett. Our podcast, Smartless, has crossed a milestone that seemed unfathomable when we started nearly 4 years ago, as we've just released our 200th episode. Join us as we welcome that dynamic duo of hilarity, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You've seen them on screen together in The Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and most recently, and only Murders in the Building. Both are comedic geniuses in their own right, but together they are always electric. And this episode of Smartless is no exception. I don't know if I've laughed more in a single episode than this one. We discuss their career arcs both separately and as a comedy team, how they met, who is more difficult to work with, and what motivates them today. Is Steve a better banjo player than Marty as a singer? Find out on this bicentennial episode of Smartless. Follow Smartless in the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you get to hear Sean cry. What a loser!